I will go. I will go and I will do this. And while he was riding on his donkey to go and do this, God used the donkey to talk to him. God used the donkey to talk to him because he wanted to go and the donkey wouldn't allow him to go. The donkey kept, you know, trying to postpone this trip, and he started beating the donkey, abusing the donkey, and he scolded the donkey, and the donkey started talking to him. Verse 28, Numbers 28, 22, 28. The Lord opened the mouth of the donkey, and she said to Balaam, "What have I done to you that you have struck me three times?" Balaam said to the donkey, "Because you have abused me, I wish there was a sword in my hand, and now I will kill you." The donkey said to Balaam, "Am I not your donkey on which you have ridden ever since I became yours to this day? Was I ever disposed to do this to you?" And he said, "No." The Lord opened Balaam's eye and saw the angel of the Lord standing in his way with his drawn sword in his hand, and he bowed his head and fell flat on his face. And the angel of the Lord said to him, "Why have you struck your donkey this three times? Behold, I have come up to stand against you, because your way is perverse before me." The donkey saw me and turned aside from me this three times. If she had not turned aside from me, surely I would have also killed you, and now, by now, and let her leave. And Balaam said to the angel of the Lord, "I have sinned, for I did not know you stood in the way against me. Now therefore, if it displeases you, I will turn back." You know, and the angel of the Lord said to Balaam, "Go with the men, but only the word that I speak to you, that you shall speak." So Balaam went with the princes of Balak. And four times he went, right? Four times he went and tried to do this, and nothing worked, because out of his mouth came the words of blessings from God. What a donkey. This donkey would not allow perversion. This donkey would not allow itself to be used against the kingdom of God. This donkey would allow to come against the blessing of God. This donkey would not allow someone to use it to cause witchcraft and sorcery to come upon Israel. Isn't that amazing for some dumb animal? The donkey. So four times Balaam tried to curse Israel, but out of his mouth came blessings. Out of his mouth came blessings. Still, they were so fed up with him that they fired him. So what is kind of donkeys that God asking us to be today? The donkeys that God needs. That we need to understand that the Lord has need of us. And that need that the Lord has for us is for us to be aligned, to be available for God to use us, to be in the right position, to be available when God needs us. Because when we position ourselves for that moment will be a miracle moment. Amen.